Thanks for checking out the Real Estate Today podcast. We're going to wrap up our three-part series on the art of negotiating real estate.
I'm Bob Nelson, real estate investment broker with PacWest Real Estate Investments.
And I'm Marcia Edwards, residential broker with Windermere Real Estate. Let's talk a little bit about negotiation from a seller's seat. We are in a seller's market. We've got a lot of opportunities of buyers coming towards you. How do you manage that, Bob, when you have just got a property on the market and it's hitting with a lot of activity? How do you communicate to those buyers who say, we want to write an offer today?
Well, it's an interesting process. If you don't do it today, you don't have to worry about it because it's not going to be there tomorrow, most likely. It is interesting. First of all, I have to put myself in a position where I will hear information more rapidly and more accurately than any other person in the market, brokers and potential buyers. And that's part of the process. Once I've done that, to be able to evaluate it quickly, I have several gauges of, does this make sense? What's the cap rate? Are we dealing with a pro forma net operating income, which is next year's income and some portion of last year's expenses? I don't look at pro forma much at all. What actually happened last year? That's my big concern.
So in looking at that from the lens of a buyer's agent, clearly you want to make sure it makes sense. When you're looking at it from the sellers, you're representing the sellers in the circumstance. You have more than one opportunity coming towards you. Do you reset a deadline? How do you manage that in investment real estate?
Well, and it's interesting. You do have to take offers as they come in. I'm not obligated to take the first one and beat that one to death until it doesn't work and before I go to the second one. I have the opportunity to deal with whatever is in front of me at all times. In fact, if I don't, I'm compromising my agency position to my client. They need to know exactly what's happening, real time, and so forth. And also my anticipation. How active is this thing going to be? Should we move immediately? Should we wait until tomorrow to see what else happens? On occasion, waiting till tomorrow causes the good offer to go away. I don't want that either.
That's right. So you've got to respect the role of the buyer. They're coming forward with an opportunity
exactly.
For you. And you've got to respect all the opportunities and then bring them to the fruition in a process that is equitable to your gain at the end. So what you're looking at in the process of multiple offers coming at you is you want to make sure it's not a price game. It's not a hunch. You want to make sure you know the ability of the buyer to actually perform on the promises they're making. So you don't want to do this alone. You want to make sure you have a broker next to you to make it right. I'm Marcia Edwards, Windermere Real Estate.
And I'm Bob Nelson, real estate investment broker with PacWest Real Estate Investments.